Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Faraz, Zach are here to help you go over the wide receiver rankings, make some start-sit decisions. Going to go over our tight end rankings as well. Let's talk about tonight's game also. In terms of, you know, injuries going into the week, you know, the guys like Mike Williams, you know, he's practicing in a limited fashion. Jalen Waddle left the game as well last week, came back into the game. He has a fibula injury, but he practiced in a limited fashion yesterday as well. So those two guys seem to be on track to play this week. I like Jalen Waddle's matchup this week. He'll probably see a lot of Asante Samuel Jr., and that's okay. I'm thinking what else. The Seahawks situation is interesting as well. If you guys noticed on Tuesday when we did our waiver wire rankings, we put in Travis Homer as our Seahawks running back to pick up. And he was the only one to practice yesterday. DJ Dallas did not practice yesterday. Kenneth Walker did not practice yesterday either, but obviously you couldn't pick him up on waivers. You know, Tony Jones would have been the next guy up. But it seems to me like with Travis Homer practicing on Wednesday, he should be rostered right now. They are going up against the Panthers this week. So, you know, if DJ Dallas is out and if Kenneth Walker is out, I would feel comfortable starting Travis Homer as an RB2 because of the fact that I liked what I saw out of him in preseason. I liked what I saw out of him in his limited opportunities this season. He's a good pass catcher. So if he gets some work on early downs and he retains his passing down role, I think he can do some things this week.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. And just so you know, this isn't just for us being a Travis Homer stan. You know, obviously we know he likes Travis Homer a little bit, but I think that, you know, this definitely warrants consideration for your starting lineup this week because he could be, you know, the only healthy running back there. And he might not get 25 carries. He might get 20 carries. He's going to get a solid workload enough because you need to have at least a little balance. As much as we'd love to see them hand the ball to Geno and just, you know, let him do his thing, let him cook, throw the ball 30, 40 times, you know, that would be great, especially for the receivers. But I think they definitely want to, you know, keep a little balance, try to maintain as much balance as possible. And if that's the case, then Travis Homer's going to be a big part of that, especially coming out of the backfield, because there isn't much else in that backfield if Kenneth Walker's missing and DJ Dallas is out. But they did sign, was it Wayne Gallman? I'm not sure what his role would be, but it wouldn't be enough to make Travis Homer irrelevant. So I think I'm in agreement there.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Josh Jacobs, you know, he's expected to play tonight. Baker Mayfield might get a chance to play tonight. Like, I don't really understand how. Apparently they gave him the playbook on the way in, but I don't know, man. Like, if he plays tonight, it's going to be a little bit of a mess, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Look at the offense. It's probably like the practice squad that's out there at this point, you know? So if you just put somebody else in there that doesn't have a whole lot of game experience, doesn't really know the playbook, you know, you could dial up simple plays and hope for the best. I mean, this should be a win for the Raiders, even though they kept it close with the Seahawks last week. The Rams just are not a good team right now. They're not going to be because they're missing not only a bunch of talent with Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and them out, but even when they were on the field, they weren't that good. So they're definitely hurting right now. I think that the Raiders are going to get this one. Their only players I'm really interested in terms of a fantasy perspective for tonight's game would be guys on the Raiders. And they're the usual suspects. It's Davante Adams. It's Josh Jacobs. I'm not sure. Darren Waller isn't playing, right? But he's close.
No, he's not playing this week. I think he'll be good to go next week. He'll
right.
15.
So yeah, maybe Foster Moreau. And then Derek Carr, as we know, we have higher expectations for him, so he might not do very well tonight. We'll see. Remains to be seen. But the Rams, I'm not interested in really starting anybody.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, Derek Carr, you know, he has a good matchup this week. You know, we don't know if Jalen Ramsey's really going to stick with Davante Adams. He hasn't really been shadowing a whole lot, but still, like, on that left side, the Rams have given up a ton of fantasy points to wide receivers. That's where Davante Adams runs most of his routes from. So, right, you know, he's in for a good matchup. We'll see what the Rams choose to do, whether they choose to shadow Davante with Jalen or not. That seems to me like if I were the Rams, I would just do that. Right? Like, it seems to me like they've been giving up so much production through the air over the last 4 weeks. I think they've given the most passing yards to quarterbacks over the last 4 weeks. So, you know, they got to keep Davante in check because he's just been balling. Well, you know, from a fantasy perspective, we don't want him to, but, you know, we kind of, you know, that's what would make sense to me, at least.
If you're interested in looking remotely competitive. Yeah. I think that's what you have to do. But the Rams, I think they're kind of giving up on this.
I think they're tanking, to get an earlier first round pick. Oh, wait. They don't have one. Let's see. Trevor Lawrence, he didn't practice on Wednesday. That what looked like a knee injury turned into a sprained toe. So he has a sprained toe, and he didn't practice on Wednesday, but he said he'll be good to go to play this week. I wouldn't worry about it too much. DeAndre Swift back on the injury report with an ankle injury.
Mad. You know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
He picks up a designation. I don't want to say that he's going to go back to the minimal workload that he had before, but this kind of dashes my hopes a little bit for him, you know, getting that same role that we saw last week. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Jamal Williams get more carries. You know, obviously it was a little bit of a surprise seeing DeAndre Swift get more carries last week, but I think he could have held on to that. But this kind of just makes me feel like Jamal Williams, you know, he's going to be the primary, you know, early down guy and run game goal line. It might just be the receptions that buoyed DeAndre Swift's production this week. I hate to see this because he was finally healthy. It took him so long to get back.
I wouldn't overreact from the Wednesday practice. Hopefully he'll be fine. I'm hoping for a full on Thursday. Hopefully he's not limited today. Like, I'm hoping he's not limited. If he's full today, I'm good.
Yeah. Do you think it's like, is this something that he picked up in practice? Like,
I don't think so. I think it's
him being thrown on the injury report again. Oh, my knee is sore.
Yeah. I think it's just a maintenance
thing. Or ankle is sore, whatever it was. Yeah.
I think it's a Wednesday. He had more of a workload this past week than he had, you know, over the past like 6 weeks. So like 8 weeks. So like, yeah, I think they're just maintaining him a little bit because the Lions are trying to get to the playoffs here. So,
and the funny thing is they could, and they didn't lose much ground because Washington and New York died. So they didn't lose any ground.
Exactly. Treylon Burks, he's in the concussion protocol. He didn't practice on Wednesday. I wouldn't expect him to play this week, but, you know, just keep an eye on that. If he does play, I'm perfectly fine throwing him in my lineup as a solid wide receiver three. David Njoku, he's back in practice, which is a great sign. So if he's playing, you play him pretty much. It's that simple. You'll see. He's probably like one of my top six or seven tight ends this week. So.
I think he's at six. Yeah. Yep.
There you go. Michael Carter is back. Oh, we mentioned this yesterday, right? That he came back to practice. Yeah, he did. He came back to practice yesterday. We talked about this on the podcast. So he's good to go. Joe Mixon, by the way, he practiced in full as well. He should be good to go this week. He should be out of the concussion protocol with that full practice. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's episode about Michael Carter and Zonovan Knight, we're not worried about Zonovan Knight's role. And Robert Saleh kind of affirmed that Zonovan Knight's still going to have that role. So not really worried about it. I'm still starting him as a solid RB2 this week, even with Michael Carter back.
Right.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. On the Rams side, I'm not really starting anybody tonight. Honestly, Cam Akers, if you're really desperate at running back, where did I have Cam Akers yesterday? I think I had him at a top 30 running back. I had him around 27 to 28 or something like that.
28.
Yeah. So maybe something around there. So he's a high RB3 ish type of guy. We'll see what the Rams want to do. It'll be interesting to see. Will he get another big workload? Who's going to be the passing down guy? I'm also interested in that as well. If Baker Mayfield comes in and becomes their quarterback, target distribution might change a little bit. Maybe he likes to dump it down more. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Like we said, this is kind of liable to go any direction with these running backs because last week it was Kyron Williams, this week it's Cam Akers. So, the week before, I should say. Go ahead.
Devontae Adams, you're obviously starting him. Derek Carr, he's like a high-end QB2 this week. Mac Hollins, he's like a desperate flex, but somebody that could get you 10 points in a PPR league if you need it. Although the Rams have been doing relatively well on that side, they've been letting up a little bit. So overall on the perimeter, the Rams haven't been great. So I think Mac Hollins is a decent start this week, as a low end. I would say borderline wide receiver 3. We'll see where I have. I think I have him around 30. I think that's about it, guys, for the game.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.